It's a story that's been told for centuries. It was Sunday, well before dawn. And a figure of a lone woman can be seen walking down a deserted road. Tradition tells her that her name was Mary Magdalene. Some say she was a woman who was saved from demon possession by Christ. The gospel says she was making her way towards the tomb. In those pre-dawn hours, her only concern was, how was she going to get the rock away from in front of the opening? When she arrived, however, oddly enough, the rock had been removed. And so had the body. Not knowing what else to do, Mary turned around and she ran back up to the road, to the place where Peter and the other disciples were staying. "They have taken our Lord," she cried, "and I do not know where they have taken him." Not wanting to believe what this obvious hysterical woman had to say, Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, they started running down the road. Now, the other disciple was John, and he was younger than Peter. And so he managed to make it to the tomb first, but he stopped in front of the opening. When Peter arrived, he ran into the tomb, and he looked around. John followed him in. And all they saw were the linen wrappings, folded up and placed where Jesus had been. The disciples, they must have thought that now it was all truly over. And so they turned around and they left. But Mary couldn't bring herself to leave. And so she stood outside of the tomb weeping. And then for some reason she bent over and looked inside. And there were two angels. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she told them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they put him." He's gone, and so Mary backs out of the cave. And as she's crying, she hears the voice of a man say, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she turns to the man and she says, "Sir, if you have taken him, tell me where you have put him and I'll get him." She thought she was talking to the gardener. Until the man looks at her. With love and compassion. And he simply says, "Mary." And she knew. The moment he spoke her name, Mary realized that the person standing before her was indeed the risen Lord. Now, many of us think that this ancient story is about God's ultimate triumph over death. And while that is part of it, there's something else that's contained in this story. And it's something that we begin to recognize as we move through life. Because you see, we know that sometimes death comes long before the end of life. Sometimes we know that we just get so beaten down by it all, so tired of trying, so lost in all the broken promises, that even the story of the resurrection seems to leave us dry. So what does it have to say to us? What does it mean when we don't know if we have the strength to face another day? What does the presence of the risen Lord mean to us here and now? Not in some far off heaven that is ours after we die. In the words of Reverend Susan Sparks, when the alarm clock goes off at 6 a.m. and our spirits sink, where is the resurrection? Where is the resurrection when we work night and day in a thankless job and yet we find ourselves falling deeper and deeper into debt? Where is the resurrection when our child gets caught up in an ugly cycle of drugs and alcohol and other abusive behavior? Where is the resurrection when we watch them slip away from us and we don't know how to get them back? Where is the resurrection when we have worked for 40 years and suddenly realize that we're going to lose our home and our retirements? Where is it when we wake up one morning and we simply realize that nothing matters to us anymore? Where's the resurrection then? Well, friends, here is the real good news of Easter. When our dreams are shattered, when our hopes are dashed and our spirits are crushed, the risen Christ comes to us and whispers our name. And in that moment, we realize there is hope. There is a second chance here and now. Look at those who are around you. Listen closely to what is being said. For you see, it is true. He is standing right here, right now. He's alive. And because he lives, so can we. To God be the glory.